Welcome to Fresno's Best Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Maddox. When people talk about Fresno, they don't usually reach for the word exclusive. We're an agricultural community in the middle of California, hardworking, often unpretentious, and constantly striving to improve. So when Gilbert Quesada opened the PM Lounge in February, a private business and social club with Forbes-trained staff, Michelin-caliber chefs, and a $400,000 Macallan behind the bar, a lot of people wondered whether Fresno was really the right market for something like that. Gilbert thinks it is. The PM Lounge is betting on a version of Fresno that is often not talked about. And Gilbert's pitch isn't that Fresno needs to become somewhere else or something else. It's that Fresno has always been more than ag, and maybe it's time that hospitality caught up. My friend Vince Mancini joined me at the club as a co-host, and the three of us got into all of it. What actually separates a social club from a country club? Why Gilbert skipped the initiation fee? How Forb trains a front desk? Where the food is heading? And, because Vince and I had to know, whether Shaq is any good behind the decks. Let's go meet Gilbert Quesada. To infiltrate the pod waves on infinite quests, investigating, making convos to elevate guests. Politics, religion, culture, art, music, show some respect to the best little city left in the U.S. Fresno's best. Fresno's best. Gilbert, we ask everyone on Fresno's Best where they like to eat in Fresno. I know we're sitting in your space, in your social club, in your restaurant, but I want to start, where else do you like to eat in Fresno?
Fresno's got some really good places. Speaking of some of the sole proprietors, Fansler has his three restaurants, Yo Ranch, Yosemite Ranch, Westwoods, Pismo's, we go there. You have Trelio's, Annex Kitchen, Heirlooms, Saison. So a lot of those places, Yoked Kitchen opened recently.
They I do loved a really Yoked. Good job. Yeah. What do you order when you go to Yoked?
Oh, geez. They have a good, it's just a regular breakfast. I don't even know what they call it. Honestly, I know John Merihart, the owner, and Tommy Chavez. I go back with those guys probably about 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the development of the Fresno food scene. Vince and I go eat a lot of places, and we're seeing a lot of progress and a lot of new exciting operations. Mm-hmm. And so that makes me feel pretty optimistic about Fresno.
Fresno's always had some really good places to eat, though. So
yeah,
it was a test market. I know before I came to Fresno, they said, if you can make it in Fresno, you can make it anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're sitting in the PM Lounge, this fantastic new social club in Fresno. And I'm curious, for people that don't know what a social club is, how would you describe it to them?
So we're actually a business and social club. So what we are is for private memberships. And we have the ability to have our members come in. It has exclusivity. It's private. Place for networking when it comes to business, conference rooms. We're sitting in one of the private suites. So we have four private suites. So if you're looking for different conferences, anything that you're looking for, even wedding rehearsals when you get into the social aspect, birthday parties, things of that nature. And so we try to be a lot of different things for our members. So it's a business setting and it's a social setting. So we do a bunch of other events as well.
What sort of places do you think that you're competing with as a private club here?
The closest I can say that would be competition in a sense of who we are would be your country clubs have some of the same things. We don't have the actual golf course, but we have golf simulators. But that would be the closest thing that we would have would be the country clubs.
When people think of the word exclusivity, sometimes it has a bad taste in folks' mouth. But at the same time, people love when they get exclusive experiences. So talk us through how you think about exclusivity as it relates to a social club.
When we talk about exclusivity, again, it goes to privacy. It's about our members being able to come in here and having the preferential reservation treatment. You can come in here. We don't mind if you're here for 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. And that's that exclusivity part, right? You're able to come in here and you're looking at, this is your club. We want our members to feel like this is their place. And we're about catering to what their needs are. What do you want? What's your value proposition? Everyone's a little bit different. And so when we get into a little bit about talking about amenities, we didn't develop our amenities list because we didn't know what our members are going to want. We can go out there and curate all of these different things, private planes and jets and yachts. But are they really going to use it? Fresno's in a unique area. We're in the middle of California. And because of that, the individuals here who work, the entrepreneurs, the people who work hard, they already have those things, like private shoppers and things like that. They already have their own planes. So we just didn't know what they were going to need. So again, that's where our model is. Our model is about, what do you want? What's your value proposition that you're looking for? What are you looking for in a place that you want to come and call it your?
And what are the social benefits for members? I think about something like this, you're trying to foster community in some way. How do you facilitate that?
We're going to work with a lot of philanthropic organizations here. You got a lot of organizations here in the Fresno area. Again, you have the Children's Hospital, you have Susan B. Komen. So there are a lot of different organizations that we want to work with. You have to pay your civic rent. You're in the community. You got to be part of the community. And so that's how we will foster a lot of those relationships. There's a new theater, a professional theater club that opened, I believe, about a year ago. And I'm in conversation with those people about us possibly sponsoring and how can we collaborate with them as well.
Fantastic. Vince and I are both food people. And so we're curious about, what's your vision for the food here, the menu?
So it's Fresno, so steakhouse type menu. It's steak and potatoes. You're the number one ag in the world. So we want to keep to our roots, but we also want to do the composed dishes, looking for things, the French cuisine, Italian cuisine. We're looking at bringing in an Indian chef to be able to do some Indian food. They have hundreds of spices. Their dishes are so different. So we're looking to do a lot of those things. So we want to be creative. Again, it comes back to, what do you want as a member? What are you looking for? If you look at the menu and you're like, Gil, I really don't know what I want to eat today, we're going to bring the chef out. And we're going to say, Vince, what do you want? What do you feel like today? And then we're going to make the item. As long as we have the ingredients, we're going to make it.
Yeah, Vince, what do you want?
Oh, man, I wish I could answer that. You talked about country clubs being some of the competition. The way I understand it is, for country clubs, there's like a membership process and the existing members are deciding who they're going to invite in. Is there something like that for this, or how does that differ when you're starting a new place?
It is a little
bit
different than the country clubs, because you're right. The country clubs, you have to have a sponsor. We're not looking for sponsors per se. We have ambassadors that are going out and will recommend people, friends, family, things of that nature to want to join the club. But we don't have initiation fees, so there's no upfront initiation fee. There's no monthly food and beverage minimums that you're required to meet. We don't charge room rentals for our private suites. We have three different levels of membership, and each level of membership has its own exclusive pricing for the food and beverage. Based on where your membership lies is what that pricing looks like. So that's that exclusive pricing again for membership. That's really the biggest difference between us and country clubs would be that. Again, no food and beverage minimum. If you rent a room and you come in here and you're like, I just want this one private suite right in here. We're going to come in here. We're going to do some gaming. If you order $100 worth of food, that's great. If you order $10 worth of food, that's great. There's no minimum as well on that.
Was there like a research process where you're looking at other markets and you're like, okay, San Jose is this big and they have X number of private clubs versus Fresno? Was there an obvious like lack of this in Fresno?
Yeah. So obviously you always have to do your surveys, right? You got to do your SWOT analysis and check out and see, really, is, do you have a market for it? Do we have a niche market for that? And here in Fresno, I think we do. You have a lot of individuals here that are higher income and have the discretionary income to be able to join a private club. And so we did our surveys, and we actually put a survey out there to check the price point and see where those price points would lie. And we were surprised what we got back, because when you look at the Battery in San Francisco, they're just under $1,000 a month for their membership. And when you look at some of the other clubs, Gravitas down in LA and Beverly Hills, again, they're a little bit less than what we have, but again, they don't have the offerings that we have and what we're looking for. And Fresno's a growing area. Fresno has a lot of people that are moving here from the Bay Area, from the Southern California. There's a lot happening in Fresno, and I don't think people really see that sometimes if you don't pay attention to the development when you're talking about other restaurants and the food scene here in Fresno.
Yeah, I'm curious, and he kind of broached this just now, what you've learned about Fresno and the demographics that have interest now after opening, as opposed to the market research leading to that decision.
We're pretty much in line with that. We knew it was going to be a slow growth. It's Fresno is Fresno. And we know that it's a bold move. Listen, what we did here, opening up a private members club, that's a bold move. And it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. But when you do something like that, you really have to put your ear to the ground and find out, what do people want? And again, that's our model. And that's why we say we're here to listen to our members and prospective members. since we've been open in February, we've made a number of changes based on what our members are telling us.
Okay. And one of the things that I like to focus on is how things like this, how operations like the PM Lounge can benefit the whole city. Obviously, not everyone's going to have the opportunity to come to a club like this, become a member. But how do you think about how this will impact the city, its economic development, the brain drain we struggle with, high earning professionals leaving the city to go to bigger metropolitan areas?
Sure. Again, Fresno's growing. There's a lot to offer here in Fresno. And if you're trying to recruit doctors, we were talking about the recruitment of physicians and things that for the area. Now they have a place to come. Now they have a place to be able to bring them doctors here and be like, hey, Fresno's got the offerings. We're an ag area, but we're much more than ag. And when you start to talk about what does it look like economically, we employ a little over 120 people right now. And we're not even fully staffed. So what does that mean economically? So we're employing more people. Not just we're employing more, but people leave Fresno because you don't have anything of this nature in Fresno to this caliber. And it's not anything bad about the other restaurants. It's no one's really ever done it. So we're bringing in Michelin caliber chefs, culinary people. We brought in Forbes. We're Forbes trained. We're the first in Fresno to be Forbes trained. How do I know that? Because Forbes told me that when they came in. So it's not something that I just stake claim to. So we're actually training people at a higher knowledge and skill set for that. We also have now a place for development, networking, the Economic Development Corporation here. Now they have somewhere to go and bring these people in here and show them what Fresno's about. Fresno's rich. Fresno's rich in history with a lot. And you just got to really dig a little bit to find that.
What does that Forbes training consist of? What does that look like? What kind of things are you getting from them?
It's a lot of detail. When you look at it, there's 960-something criteria that you have to hit, different points. It comes down from the cleanliness of your building, the organization. When we developed the concept, we were very detail-oriented, as in where the staff walks and how there's paths. Just like on a highway, you have your lanes, you have one-way streets, and we've done the same thing here. And you don't have that, you know, that a little bit of people running around. And when you go somewhere to eat, and if you're going somewhere where you're going to pay for a membership, you want to be able to relax. And so paying attention to the details on that, it's about, are you smiling enough? Are you smiling too much? Your posture, your knowledge, how well do you know the menu? When's the last time you walked into a establishment or a restaurant and your front desk personnel can tell you about the menu? Not only can they tell you about the menu, but they can tell you all the events. They can tell you all of those different things. And that's Forbes training. It's about all the details. It's about being organized. It looks organized. Everything has to look clean. No thumbprints on the glass, things like that.
One question that I've got a lot, and it's an important question to ask you, is Shaq a good DJ?
Okay, he's bigger than I am, so the answer
to
that is,
I was assuming large hands, it might be hard to move the vinyl around.
Sure, you know? He might have a specially sized rig for that.
His deck was huge. The tabletop was probably almost 5 feet high.
Yeah. That's a way of me asking, like, what's the role of entertainment and what's the net value that it gives to the PM Lounge?
Sure. So we're going to do 4 major concerts a year. So with A-listers, again, it's going to be based on who our members are looking for. So we'll do 4 major concerts a year. We'll do minor events as well, comedy shows, things like Steve Aoki or whoever it may be that are not the A-listers, but the B-listers. We're looking to want to do those things on a monthly basis. So as our membership starts to grow, we'll start doing those. We'll be doing other events. We have an event coming up, Cars, Cigars, and Caviar. So we'll be doing things like that. We have, if you follow our Instagram, you know that we bought 2 bottles of the Macallan 84-year Time and Space, which is about $400,000.
Wow.
For both bottles. We're looking to do things like the Macallan dinner. We're going to do the lower end Macallans with the 12-year, the 18, the 25, along with the Litha. There's some other Macallans that we're going to do when we do our dinner. And then we want to do the high end where you get into the Horizon and some of those rare spirits.
Are you planning sort of food events that are similar to that, where you have something special like the Macallan 84? Is there a food equivalent of that?
We're looking to develop a visiting chef program as well. So where our chef goes out and visits and then we bring other chefs in. So yes, we will be doing things like that as well. What does it look like just yet? Don't know. Because again, that's one of those things that we're going to find out from our members. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a cooking class or are you looking to just come in here and enjoy some great food?
To close, Gilbert, where do you see the PM Lounge 5 years from now?
I see multiple PM lounges open. We want to grow. The PM Lounge here in this location right here, we want to evolve. We're going to find out, again, what our members want. What do you want? And we're going to curate our amenities based on that. We're going to develop menus, beverage menus, different types of events, again, based on what they're looking for. And we want to stay fresh and relevant. We'll come in and we'll do some remodeling. One of the things that as we're doing our SWOT analysis, whether it be in the Fresno area or outside of Fresno area, as you're talking to members of different country clubs and other clubs like the Battery and whatnot, one of the biggest things was, you know, how they keep it fresh, changing it up a little bit. So we took a lot of those things and took notation.
Thank you, Gilbert. This is a fantastic space. We're excited to watch it develop in Fresno.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, you can support this podcast by leaving us a rating and review or by making a financial contribution at our Patreon page, which is www.patreon.com/Fresno's Best. We'll see you next time.